The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This native tree got one of its common names in an odd way. Legend has it, in early colonial times when someone died in winter, they had to wait until the ground thawed to dig a grave and have a funeral service. They knew when the ground was thawed enough to dig, when this tree started flowering in the forest. So they called it the serviceberry. We also know it as Amelanchier, shadbush, or juneberry. Serviceberry is hardy to zone 4, grows in full sun to part shade in a variety of soil types. It grows 10 to 25 feet tall, depending on the species. The wild serviceberry is one of the first trees to bloom in early spring and is often found along the forest edge. It's a tough, multi-stemmed tree that can be pruned to a single trunk. It has beautiful white flowers, delicious small berries birds and people love, and colorful fall foliage. While the native tree is great, there are some nice varieties as well. Autumn Brilliance has beautiful fall foliage and resists fire blight and leaf spot diseases. Prince William grows only 10 feet tall and is more tolerant of wet soil conditions. The western serviceberry, Amelanchier alnifolia, grows 8 to 10 feet tall. Plant breeders in Saskatchewan have been selecting varieties of this type not for the white flowers or fall foliage color, but for the berries. Called Saskatoons, Smoky and Regent are two selections with large, blueberry-sized berries that have a wild blueberry flavor. These trees sucker freely, making a nice hedge and a foodscape or edible landscape plant. And now for this week's tip. With this warmer weather, tree buds are starting to swell. It's a good time to wander through wet meadows looking for wild pussy willow shrubs. The fuzzy buds are showing now. Cut and place branches in a dry vase indoors. If you want to grow some pussy willow plants, place the branches in a vase of water. They'll probably root. Next week in the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about sweet peppers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.